Thanks, Matt. And thanks for including me in the event. My father's he immigrated here actually as a Catholic priest, and he met my mother in the early 60s, pre-Vatican II. Got her pregnant, ended up having to leave the priesthood. He was ordained on March 17th, so he named me Patrick, so I'm the remnant of his. So, I don't know if Ratzinger will do it, but I'm going to canonize myself. This is called St. Patrick. There's one word in here that I need to explain. Kundiman is a kind of a Filipino song. It's a song of unrequited love, but Filipinos sang it at the turn of the century during the American occupation. But when they said that they were singing to a woman, they were actually singing to their own country. St. Patrick. After the man they say chased the snakes out of Ireland, after the patron of the day my father was ordained into the church, he wanted me baptized with a word click shut like a trap. My name begins with the brittle snap of kiln-dried wood and ends with a trick. It is a door that doesn't burn for long. It claims my skin, my flat nose, thick lips, the 11 ways I've kissed one woman to sleep. When I die, I want my friends to christen me again, dab my head with oil, bless my lips with rum. I want them to give me a name they'll tag in alleys, chisel into rock, cracked in its side, a name as far from heaven as the next George Street bar. I want a name like a Luther Vandross slow jam, like a Kundiman, like a New Orleans double time march, something they can pour on the floor, stomp on with their shoes, grinding it to dust. I want them to dance to their god-forsaken feet turn blue.